been here in the first week of June.
那么祷告，简单的来说，就是跟神对话，跟他相交。
So the matter of prayer, to put it simply, is talking with God, is to have fellowship with Him.
马太福音二十一章十三节，主说：“我的殿必称为祷告的殿。”
For in Matthew chapter 21, verse 13, it says, "My house shall be called a house of prayer."
这个不对哦。
Okay, so the projection might be off.
PowerPoint 第一章。今天我们 PowerPoint 没有人，不晓得是谁该管。
Technical difficulty with PowerPoint.
好，这个神是说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿。
So God said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer."
所以我们可以看出来，神所看重的。是我们要跟他有一个亲密的交通，常常的联系。
And so from this we could tell that what he views the most, what he pays most attention to is to for us to have this close communication with him, this and constant contact with him.
Yeah. 为什么我这次正在连续的分享这个祷告的事情
？And the reason why I kept on sharing on this message recently.
因为我近来听见有更多的人遇见一些困难。
It's because I constantly hear again and again that a lot of people are having troubles.
所以我希望能够分享一些我自己学习的一些经验。
And so it's my desire to share a little bit from what I have learned personally.
因为在新耶路撒冷有十二个城门。
For in New Jerusalem there are 12 gates.
所以我不觉得我的分享是包括了所有的经历。
So I don't feel like my sharing includes every possible outcome.
但是我相信大的原则是差不多的。
But I believe that the general principle is the same.
而且我自己愿意来 share, 就是说可以做有需要人的参考。
And so I would like to be more than happy to be a reference for those who needs.
那我们上次也分享过，就是说。我们不一定一定要坐下或者跪下，眼睛闭起来才算祷告。
So like we shared last time, we don't have to be sitting down or kneeling down and closing our eyes and only call that prayer.
Yeah, 我们过基督徒的日子和侍奉，如果不是要靠这个祷告而得到的感动力量就可以独立进行的话呢？
So as Christians, in our daily lives and while serving, if we do not rely on prayers and also the strength that we get from that, and instead we work on our own.
Yeah, 你就知道这些都是靠自己来的工作。
Then you know that you are working by relying only yourself.
在灵里面，在主的面前都没有分量的。
And that means that in spirit and also before the Lord, all this doesn't count.
就像那个哥林多前书三章十二节讲的，草木和谐。
And just like 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12, it says, these are like just hay and wood.
你外面可以搞得轰轰烈烈，看起来又大又多的工作。
So outwardly, it seems like you're doing this great work, and there are lots of it, lots of things that you have done.
但是呢，确实仍然是在这个旧造的里面。
But because all of these things are still done in the old creation,
不讨神的喜悦。
God is not delighted in this.
也不会被他纪念，就是我们自己白白欢喜一场。
And nor will he remember you for all this. So it's just all in vain.
那么我们上次也提过，每天清早应该有的一个祷告。
And also last time we mentioned the prayer that we should pray every single morning, first thing in the morning.
就是罗马书十二章一节。
It's in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
那个有一个属灵的前辈，他从懂原文的专家，他请教了以后，这个翻译是应该是这样的。
And so we have this spiritual forerunner and who asked a linguistic specialist to translate from the original text.
所以十二章一节应该是这样说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此献上是有属灵智慧的敬拜与侍奉。
So it translates to, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. So, in actuality, the part that's key in the translation is this should be translated as spiritually intelligent worship and service.
Yeah. So
what this means is that to live out God's will and not our own. Nor are we to live out our emotional, how we feel.
而是我们定义每天每一个事只要跟随他的带领。
And that we are to every single day and on every matter that we follow his guidance.
而这里说是献上这个身体的话呢，这个身体如果是从旧约第一次奉献的祭物来看的话呢。
And so on the matter of body, so if we look at this from the context of the Old Testament, the first time when offerings were offered up,
那就是指着我们的全人灵魂和体。
It was in reference to our whole entire being, our spirit, soul, and body.
所以这个祷告呢，是每一个早上应该有的第一个祷告，很重要。
And so this prayer should be the very first prayer that we pray each and every day.
然后，因为我自己从小就生长在基督徒的家庭里。我觉得我这个生命的经验，接着这个祷告，我马上就说求主替我死，替我活。
And because of my experience growing up in a Christian family, and so I feel like the word I should say right after that prayer should be that I pray that the Lord will die for me and also resurrect for me, and live for me.
如果真的把自己要当做祭物的话，我们很快就发现自己是死不掉的。
So if we truly view ourselves as that sacrifice, you'll soon realize that we cannot die.
没有属灵智慧的敬拜与侍奉，没有的。
And there's no spiritual wisdom in the worship.
老我死不掉，新造的我也不知道在哪里。
So our old self cannot die and go away, and nor do we know where our new self is.
所以这个都是一定要主自己来为我们成就的。
And so that's why we have to rely on the Lord to accomplish all of this.
那下面第二个祷告就是奉主耶稣基督的圣名，斥责捆绑在我的灵魂体里面和我范围里面一切不出于主的。
And the second prayer should be that in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, bind and resist all the things that are in my spirit and also surrounding me that did not come from the Lord.
第三个祷告。
And third prayer.
就是奉主耶稣基督的名宣告在我的灵魂体还在我的全范围里面。
And then the third prayer is that in the name of our Lord Jesus proclaim that everything that's in my soul and all the in my spirit and everything that's spirit and body and everything that's around me
只有出于神的主权纯正完美直接的旨意才能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
Only things that come out of God's perfect authority and His pure and perfect and direct will, may those be done on earth as in heaven.
Yeah. 那么，这个我们平常的日子哈，在灵里可能有时候会有从仇敌来的声音的。
And so in our daily lives, in our spirit, we may hear voices from the enemy.
我们要学会。求神来印证凡是出于神自己的声音。
And so we need to learn how to get confirmation from God for all things that we hear, all the voices that we hear.
这个等一下我们再讲清楚一点。
So we'll go into detail a little more later.
那么我们的魂呢？魂就包括心思意志和感情。
And so in regards to our soul, it includes our mind and will and emotions.
也包括肉体的情欲。
But that also...includes the lust of the flesh.
因此呢，魂就是其实就是我们的老我，出问题最多的就是我们的老我。
And so, in terms of soul, is regarding to our old self, and so that also happens to be the part that often creates all the problems.
所以我们必须天天要对付在我们魂里面的心思、意志和感情里面一切不出于神旨意的。
And so that's why each and every day we need to deal with all the thoughts, emotions, and feelings that. That our soul generates that's not coming from the will of God.
一定要对付清楚。
And we have to be clear, absolutely deal with them clearly.
一定要在我们这条生命的道路上逐渐的向老我死掉。
And so we continue on our daily path that we need to walk towards the path of the, that leads to the death of our old self.
那体也可能有出于仇敌的攻击。
And so our body also might be attacked by the enemy.
我们也要抵挡一切不出于神的。
And so for that, we also shall defend against all that doesn't come from God.
那这两个祷告呢，我们慢慢神会教我们比这两个祷告再高一层的祷告。
And so after these two prayers, God will slowly teach us to pray in a way that's even above, that's higher than these prayers.
再过许多年呢，神又会教我们更高一层的祷告。
And then after a few years, God will teach us to learn to how to pray on an even higher level.
因为我们所站的地位就慢慢不一样了。
Because the ground that we will be standing on will be higher than before.
但是我们就忍耐等候神自己的教导吧。
So, but we need to must have patience to wait for His teaching.
因为如果不是神自己来的指示和带领的话，就没有属灵的实际。
For if we do not have the guidance and leadership from the Lord, then there is no spiritual reality.
那我们现在嘴巴讲破了都没有用的。
And then all of this will be just simply lip service.
你如果甚至你讲同样的字的话，在灵界里也不起作用的。
And even to point out, even if you say the exact same word, it will have no effect in the spiritual world.
因为在灵界里面不是真实的。
For these things are not real in the spiritual world.
那么我们现在先看一下罗马书八章二十一到二十二节。
Let's now take a look at Romans chapter 8, verse 21 to 22.
我想我们这个是讲了和修版，和修版跟那个和本呢不一样，和修版好多了。
So this what's put up in the PowerPoint is a different version of the Chinese version than the one that we sometimes read. And this version, I feel, is a better translation.
Yeah, 是修订版，怎么讲？但受造之物仍然指望从败坏的辖制下得释放，得享神儿女荣耀的自由。
For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers.So it's in Romans chapter 8:21. So it says that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
Okay, 下面跳过一些，就再说，接下去就说，一切受造之物一同呻吟，一同忍受阵痛，直到如今。
And then skip a few verses down, and it says, For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers in the pains of childbirth together until now.
所以这是和修版，还有 NASB 都是这个意思，阵痛。
So this is what in the two versions that we read, the Chinese and the English one, NASB version.
所以呢，如果你其实如果有一些问题存在，你经过很困难的时间，可能就是阵痛。
So that also means that sometimes if you experience difficulties in your life, you may be experiencing this pain, this birth pain.
但是阵痛完了就是产难，对不对？那么如果你已经经过了阵痛和产难，因着我们自己所在的位置，我们就可以先感谢神了。
So, but however, if you already pass the birth pains and then the childbirth, then from
产难
the childbirth.And then, so because of our position, then we can first give thanks to God. Because
we
give thanks because He has already freed us from all the things that are of this world.And those free us also from the that's around our spirit and our body, soul and body, and also freed us from the governance of the what all those things are corrupt, and then brought us into the glory that is of His children.
Yeah. 所以在我们在这个以主导文上次以主导文为祷告主干的同时的话，甚至之前就可以真心的感谢他。
And so.That's why, so when we pray the Lord's Prayer, or even before doing that, we could truly give thanks to Him.
Because
He For he has already brought our spirit, soul, and body and everything that's around us out of the worldly things and out of the control of the thing that's corrupt.
而且开始进入享受神儿女荣耀的自由的里面。
And begin to enter into and enjoy the glory as the children of God.
我感谢神让我去查看旧约，我就发现旧约就是画了一个图画，给我们新约属灵的原则画了一个图画一样。
And so thank God that when I was looking into this and studying the Old Testament, I realized that the Old Testament was painting a picture for us to illustrate the principle in the New Testament.
所以你就看见慢慢慢慢，你就一直往前走了。
And so from this, you can see that we slowly advance forward.
到了神给我们的地方。
Until we reach the place where God has set for us.
而且我们自己心里会知道我们现在在哪里。
And also in our hearts, we know where we are.
但是如果你今天还没有经过一些忍受阵痛，一直到惨难的经验呢，我们就可以求。
But however, if till today you still haven't experienced any birth pangs or childbirth, then you could pray.
求神把我们的灵魂体，还有我们范围里所有的天地人事物。不但从败坏的辖制之下出来，而且还带我们进入他儿女荣耀的自由里面。
So you can pray that our Lord will bring us our spirit, soul, and body, as well as those things around us, out of, set us free from the worldly matters and also from the governance of the governing power of the corruption, and so that we can enter into the freedom and the glory as children of God.
然后我自己就照着这个主导文，向我们这个在诸天之上的慈父，按照上次我的分享呢，继续早上祷告。
And so after that, then I will proceed to pray the Lord's Prayer, to our Father who are in heaven. And so this is my morning prayer.
然后我就为全家每个人都同样的祷告。
And then after that, I will then pray for my entire household, every single one of my household.
我们基本上每个人的知识呢，都是借五官得来的。
So pretty much for everyone, our knowledge of the world comes from our five senses.
视觉、听觉、嗅觉、味觉和触觉。
Our vision, our hearing, our sense of smell, our sense of touch, and our sense of hearing.
但是真正属灵的知识是借着启示来的。
But however, the true spiritual knowledge comes from revelation.
所以我为了我自己和我们全家另外六个人的基本祷告都是一样的。
And so that's why, in my prayer for myself as well as my home and family and as well as six other people, my prayer is the same.
我们可以看这个以弗所书一章十七节。
And we could reference this in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
这个就是我下一个的祷告。
And so this is my next prayer.
那我们大家来一起念，因为这个是合修版的，所以我相信大家大概只有合版。
So let's read this together from the projection.
好，中文的先。
Chinese first.
Okay. 求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给你们，使你们真正认识他。
So in English version it says,That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. And in the Darby version, that last part, it says, in the full knowledge of him.
In the full knowledge, 完全的知道，真正认识他。
So this is incredible. It says, in the full knowledge, you know him completely.
启示这个字的意思。
So the word revelation,
按照我们属灵长辈江守道弟兄的解释是说异象和神活的话。
So according to our brother Stephen Kong's explanation is that it means vision and his living word or rhema.
这些绝对不是出于自己头脑的想象和心中的喜好。
So this is definitely not coming out of our own imagination of our heads or our likes and desires.
而是清清楚楚从神来的异象和话语。
Rather, this is a very clear vision and word from God.
Yeah, 这个话，这个圣经里面有两个，一个是 logos， 就是圣经里面这个白纸落黑字的话，还有一个是 rhema， 就是活的话，神跟你讲的话。
So in the Bible, we talk about it has two words for what we call word. The first one is logos, which is simply just means the words that are printed on a piece of paper, you know, and then the rhema, it means the living word, like as in God speaking to you.
我发现基本上只有当他的意象或者活的话临到的时候，我们才真正的认识他。
And so it's been my experience that only when his vision or his living word reaches us, then we truly understand.
基本上是这样。
So pretty much that's how it goes.
Yeah, 这才是真正属灵的知识。
And only that counts toward as true spiritual knowledge.
因为我们的老祖宗啊，亚当和夏娃啊，他们与神相交的灵的部分，已经基本上早就死了啊。
So our own ancestor, Adam and Eve, their spiritual part, the part that they know, they used to know God, that already died many a long, long time ago.
我们啊，基本上不可能天生有什么灵的感觉。
So we pretty much it's impossible for us to have any kind of spiritual feeling right as we were born.
除非神先向我们呼召，像撒母耳，神就先叫他撒母耳，撒母耳啊，除非神先来讲话。
Unless God speaks to us first, like as in the case that he spoke to Samuel.
或者是仇敌的邪灵。
Or it could be the enemy, the evil spirit from the enemy.
不然不可能有什么真正灵的感觉，跟神交通的灵的感觉。
Otherwise, we couldn't have any true fellowship with in the spirit with God.
我们一般来讲，和神灵中的感觉是从接受主耶稣做救主、重生的时候才开始有。
So for the most part, for us to have this experience receiving or fellowship with God, with the Lord in the spirit, starts only after we've been resurrected. Reborn.
那么你就发现为什么所以圣经上还有就有这个奥秘这个词。
And that's why you discover that the Bible still uses the word the mystery.
因为这些不是靠天生的聪明可以明白的。
For these are not things that you could understand using your own wisdom.
所以对一般人来讲就变成奥秘了。
So that's why to most people these things appear as mysteries.
那么每当我们遇见一件事情的时候呢，如果我们自己觉得应该这么做或者那么做的时候呢，就最好先带到主的面前去求问一下。
And so every time when we're faced with a challenge and we feel as if we should do this or we should do that, then it's a good time to first bring this to the Lord.
甚至我们以为是出于神活的话语的时候，也要先完全双手打开，在主的面前交给他，求他自己印证一下。
This is the case, even if we feel like God is giving us his living word, even that, in that case, we still should open our hands and lift this before him and ask our Lord to confirm this for us.
我自己从小是在台北跟着父亲母亲去这个南京东路礼拜堂聚会。
So growing up, when I was young, I go to the church in East Nanjing Street with my parents.
那么吴勇是带领的长老。
So the brother Wu Yong was the lead deacon there.
他的太太吴伯母哈和我的妈妈就是称姐道妹，他们有四个称姐道妹的姐妹一起。
So his wife Mrs. Wu, growing up, she's pretty much my mom. We used to treat each other like sisters.
在我来美国读书以前呢，有一天我的妈妈就告诉我了。
And before I left to study in the U.S., one day my mom came in to tell me this.
说吴伯母告诉过她，如果有任何是似乎是出于不是出于天然来源的话语或者感动的话呢，不要马上接受下来。
And she came to me and said that Mrs. Wu shared with her that any time if you hear any words or you're moved by things that are not natural, that are supernatural, don't receive it immediately.
Yeah, 特别是有很多一些超自然现象的回应啊，一定要交还给主。
Especially for things regarding that are supernatural, the sounds like that, you must turn back to the Lord.
一面就告诉主了。
And on one hand, ask the Lord.
如果这个是真的是出于神的话呢，求神继续的印证。
And ask the Lord that if this truly comes from you, please continue to confirm this.
如果这不是出于你的话呢，求你拿去。
But if this is But if this is not from you, please remove this, for I do not want this.
绝不可以马上接受下来。
But under no circumstance must you receive it immediately.
这个很重要。这个就是约翰一书四章一到三节的教导。
So this is very important, and this is what's been taught in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 through 3.
我们两个，我念中文的，然后你再念英文的一起好了。就是亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了，凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的，从此你们可以认出神的灵来，凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神，这是那敌基督者的灵，你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。
So, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming.And now is already in the world.
So we need to first check.
So that's why we need to first go ask for confirmation.
在这个超自然现象的回应，在完全我们交给主以后呢，自己要放开手，不要再去想它了，也不要抓紧它。
And regarding to these supernatural visions or sounds that we hear after we hand it to the Lord, then we should just keep it as is, and we should not try to still latch onto it.
但是我们要求主来印证。
But we need to continue to ask the Lord to confirm those things.
过了一阵子，如果他真的是从神来的话，神就多次多方继续印证。
And after a while, if this thing truly did come from the Lord, he will confirm it to you in many different ways and on many different occasions.
如果这个不是出于神的话呢，他就慢慢消失，就不再会回来了。
However, if this does not come from God, then it will slowly disappear and go away.
这个经验哦，就变成我自己最初真实的经验了。从神开始跟我讲话的时候，这个就是最初的真实的经验了。
And so this has become my very first, very real experience with God ever since I have accepted Him.
Yeah, 就是你一定要求主自己印证。
And as to you have to ask.The Lord to confirm these things for you.
因为我们是活在属灵的征战里面的。
For we live in the spiritual battle.
Yeah. 无论个人或者团体，遇见事情都必须查验它的来源。
Regardless of when it's in an individual level or in a group level, whenever we encounter things, we have to find out where it comes from.
Yeah. 如果是出于神的话呢，我们就赶快实行，知道了以后清楚。
And if it is indeed coming from God and we have confirmation of that, then we need to immediately take action.
如果最后慢慢不见了，不是出于主的，我们一概拒绝。
But if it's something that slowly disappears and goes away, and that means, which means that it's not coming from the Lord, then we must refuse. We refuse it.
事情无论是好是坏，绝对不能不查验就接受下来。
No matter whether something is good or bad, we cannot accept it wholeheartedly without checking out its source.
但是有的时候，神的回答来了。也不是意象，也不是神活的话，而是在读圣经的时候，有一些字句好像向我们跳出来一样。
But sometimes when God responds, it comes in a form not as a vision or as His living word, but rather when we're reading the Bible, some words seem to jump out at us.
Yeah. 另外，有的时候也可能是一个想法，一种感觉哈。
And other times it might be just a thought or a feeling.
Yeah. 但是因为我们不是很清楚是不是出于神呢？所以就还要再去求问，不要自己很快的就做了决定了。
But because we're still not sure if it's coming from God or not, then we need to continue to ask instead of quickly receiving, or instead of quickly making a decision our own.
因为我们很容易把我们自己喜欢的意思就套上去了。
For it's very easy for us to put add our own likes and thoughts onto some things.
结果呢，我们就错解了神的回应了。
And as a result, we misunderstood what God was trying to say.
那么圣经上讲，耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚常常反复思想，这个就是不可少的操练。
And so in the Bible, it often mentioned mother, the mother, Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was also quoted saying that she constantly think things over, and this is something that we must do as well.
我们要常常思想。 一部分的思想就是心中仍然没有完全确定它来源，或者是不太明白的地方。
So that's why we need to constantly turn things over in our thoughts. It's one of the reasons because we don't know where this thought may be coming from.
因为我们要知道神到底是什么意思。
And also because we want to know what does God really mean, truly mean.
有的时候我们在神的面前反复咀嚼的时候，神就把正确的解释特别勾画出来。
And so sometimes when we continue to chew the words of what God is saying, God will then show us the correct interpretation, or rather, He will highlight the correct interpretation.
如果这些的确是从神来的，就会慢慢在我们的心里就闪闪发光了。
And if these things truly did come from God, then it will slowly shine in our hearts.
带给我们有平安，让我们知道这的确是他的回答。
And bring us peace to let us know that indeed that is his answer.
所以，对我们在开始的时候已经得到亮光的回音，那么在反复思想的时候呢，主也会把更多以前我们不知道的真理向我们打开。
And in the case of where, even from the very beginning, we already see this light.In the response, but if we can continue to think things over, the Lord will continue to reveal to us even more truth that we did not know before.
那让我们的生命就能够充满亮光，充满喜乐。
So that our lives could be full of light and full of joy.
因为这个光就是我们新造的生命。
For this light is the life of a new creation.
真实的属灵生命。
And it's the true spiritual life.
呀，因为那个约翰福音一章四节是这么说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
For in John chapter 1 verse 4 it says, In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
但是这些所有的这些在神面前的长大寻求啊经验都是经过很长的一段时间的。
But truly all of these experiences we learn after a long, long time.
所以因为拖得很长嘛，所以我就建议我们每一个人都要一本记事本啊。
And because it takes such a long time, I suggest that every one of us have a diary.
Not diary, a
notebook.
把神向我们开启真理的时间，还有这个功课，都把它记下来。
And so that we can use this notebook to record down the time and the lesson that he wants us to learn each time God shows us something. Shows us a truth.
我是一个记性很不好的人。我高三要考大学的时候，我把英文单字都放弃了。知道就知道，不知道我不要去背了。
So I have a very poor memory because when I was in high school studying for college exam, that I pretty much gave up on English is because I just know the words I know and the words I don't, I just can't remember them.
但是虽然我对你知道神的意象和他活的话不大会忘记的，
However, I very seldomly forget about the vision and his living words to me.
但是对于神赐下这些活的话或者意象，这个时间呢，也慢慢会模糊了。
But however, my memory does get fuzzy a bit in regards to the time when he shows me these things.
所以我就记在记事本上，啊，这个是很重要的一件事情。
But however, and so that's why I will record these things in the notebook, for they are very important.
而且这个时间长了以后啊，我们还可以看见神是如何有条有理的教导我们，带领我们。
And then after a while, you can actually look back and see how God teaches us in a very orderly method.
而且当我们走过灵里干旱的时间的时候，回头看看神在我们身上的作为，可以带给我们很大的鼓励。
And especially after when we walk through a spiritual dry period, we can look back.And see what great things God has done for us, and that will give us great encouragement.
我自己是在尝到神每过一阵就赐给我活的话语以后呢，接下去有一段很长的时间，神都没有赐下什么活的话语。
I myself experienced this when, after every time he shares some living words with me, then I would then go into a very long period in which he doesn't share anything with me.
Yeah.那这个日子怎么过啊？很难过。
So how do I get through these long periods of silence?
这个时候我正好读到一个属灵长辈的书。
And so it happens that I read upon a book by a spiritual forerunner.
他说啊，在枯干的时候，我们还是应该谢谢主，每天都给我们最好的。
And in which it says that even during this dry spells, that we still need to give thanks for the Lord, for He gave us what's the best for us.
Yeah. 因此，我那个时候我就一面回头读记事本，哈，就是借着过去神作为来鼓励自己嘛，哈。
So because of that, on one hand, during these hard times, I will read my notebook as encouragement to myself.
Yeah. 一面就谢谢神。现在虽然每天都很枯干，但也一定是最好的。
And then at the same time, give thanks to God that even though right now it's every day has experienced this dry period, but it must be the best.
Yeah. 这样子大概有六七年哦，很长一段时间吧。
And so it's been like it lasted for 6 to 7 years, so it's been a while.
有一天啊，我正在跪在床上祷告的时候啊。
And then one day as I was kneeling and praying,
我突然神很清楚的跟我说。你得到最好的了。
And so kneeling and praying on my bed, all of a sudden I very clearly and distinctly heard God saying to me in living words that what you receive are the best.
哎呀，我从床上高兴的跳起来。
I was so overjoyed that I actually literally jumped from my bed.
那我也感谢神啊，那个记事本就帮助我过了那么多年，六七年枯干的日子。
And truly, I thank God that those notebooks that I kept.Help me through all of those years during those dry times, the dry spells.
哎，我们的天父是个慈爱的天父，他当然是给他儿女最好的，是不是
？For our Father is a merciful Father, Heavenly Father, so of course He will give the best to His children.
我们怎么相信，他就怎么给我们。
How we believe is how He will give to us.
所以，如果你也真心相信天父一定会给你最好的话。我们每一个属他的人都可以得到最好的，你也得到最好的了。
And so therefore, if you truly believe that our Heavenly Father will give you the best, then every one of us that belongs to Him will also, of course, receive the best.
Yeah. 这个我们在神面前的学习啊，是一辈子的学习。
So our lesson before God is one that we learn for the rest of our lives.
所以我自己的每天的祷告，接下去我就说。求神给我最好的恩典，哈，还有最好最坚韧的灵。
And so that's why my continuous prayer that I will pray that I pray for Him to pray for God to give me the best grace and also the spirit of endurance.
Yeah, best of the spirit. 因为神说要给我最好的嘛，哈。
Because God says that He will give me the best.
只有这样，能够让我紧紧的跟随他一直到底，就像士师记的教导一样。
And only then I will follow him fully, as his teaching in Judges says.
Yeah, 经过他一切的管教和训练，一直到他见他面的日子。
Through his teachings and discipline until the day I see him.
都要最好的恩典和最坚韧的灵。
And I will continue to pray for the best grace.And also the spirit of endurance.
Yeah, best spirit of endurance. 这个很重要，因为我们会经过很多事情的。
And so this best of the spirit of endurance, and these are all very important because we will go through trials.
而且，这最好的是他给我的应许嘛，是吧？说我得到最好的嘛。
And so also it's His promise to me that I will get the best.
那我们看见啊。在约翰一书二章十二到十四节里面有三个属灵生命成长的阶段。
And from 1 John chapter 2 verse 12 to 14, we can see that there are three stages to spiritual growth.
我就不提其他版本的讲法，我们就讲和修版，因为我发现它的字最清楚。
And so I will not mention the translation of these different words used in the different versions regarding these three phases, but I'll just stick with the interlinear Bible.
和修版是说，第一个阶段就是孩子们。
The first one is the young ones.
第二个阶段就是青年们。
And the second phase is the young men.
Young men. 第三个阶段就是父老们。
And the third phase is the fathers.
这么，这个，但是这个阶段啊，属灵生命应该越来越成熟，对不对？是必须经过管教才能成长的。
And because the spiritual life should become more and more mature, so it means that you also have to experience spiritual discipline.
Yeah. 这个我们属灵前辈江弟兄他叫这个字 child training, 就是训练孩童, 对孩童的训练。
So our spiritual forerunner, as Brother Stephen Kong, called this child training. So this phrase may be easier to understand for us. It's kind of like how in school you have elementary school, middle school, and high school.
这些训练管教其实也就是我们跟随主走的时候应该背起的十字架了。
And so these trainings and discipline are pretty much like the cross that we should be carrying as we follow the Lord.
我们如果可以翻开圣经的话，请你翻到希伯来书十二章。
If you could, please turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
一到十三节。
Verse 1 through 13.
希伯来书十二章一到十三节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 through 13.
因为我晓得我们大部分人都是，绝大部分人都是和合版，我就一面念一面就是，就你们可以看看里面到底在讲什么。
So I'll just read from these verses and then you could follow along.
一到十三节啊。
Verse 1 through 13.
第一节的第二行开始。我会跳着念啊。
So I'll actually skip through and read from sub passages within these verses.
第一节的第二行，我们就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Let us also lay aside every encumbrances and the sin which so easily entangled us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你们还在找的话是希伯来书十二章啊。
Hebrews chapter 12.
旁边的人可以帮一下，如果找不到。
You could help your neighbors if you notice that they can't find the passage.
现在我要开始念希伯来书十二章第二节了。
So now I'll go on to verse 2.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
然后我们跳到第五节。
And then we'll skip to verse 5.
第五节的第二行，那个和合版就是这样子。
对， and then the second line.
说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候，也不可灰心。
My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him.
第六节，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
And verse 6, for those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives.
第七节，你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
And verse 7, it is for discipline that you endure, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
而且这是爱我们的父亲的管教，不是那个嫌我们麻烦的那种父亲的管教。
And also this discipline comes from the father who loves us and not one who hates us or despises us.
然后我们跳到第九节。
And we jump to verse 9.
从中文的第三个字开始，我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
Furthermore, we had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Shall we not much rather be subject to the Father's Spirit and live?
然后我们去第十节，第十节那个和合本的第二行啊。
And skip to verse 10.
万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
But he disciplines us for our good, so that we may share his holiness.
所以这个在这个很长的一条的这个生长的过程里面，一直基本上就是到我们见天父的日子啊，见耶稣的日子，在这个很漫长的生命成长的过程里面，专心跟随他，而且忍耐到底，就是一个绝对必须有的心态。
So in our long journey, a long path of following him, the spirit of following him fully and with endurance is an attitude that we must have.
我们下面就讲，其实这些管教有一些其实就是我们在神家里的审判。
And so we'll continue to read passage where it shares that in fact some of these discipline indeed are the judgment in his house.
Yeah. 像启示录二十章十一到十二节。
Like in book of Revelation chapter 20 verse 11 to 12.
我下面会从不同的地方挑出一些圣经节来讲，所以你如果来不及看的话，你可以先把那个圣经节抄下来，回家再慢慢看。
So I will actually skip around in reading the verses. So if you cannot follow, but you could at least make some notes and of the verses, and you could go home and read them.
因为我就是要让大家看见，我们现在是不是因为我们是属神的人，我们是在神的 judgment seat， 这个叫做什么？就是审判死人活人的这个。现在是我们是在他的家里的审判，而不是最后那个白色大宝座前的对非信徒的审判，不一样。
So what I wanted to show you is that we are being judged in front of his judgment throne in his house,
but
in his seat, rather than the white throne which is used to judge the non-believers.
那么启示录二十章
，So Revelation chapter 20,
十一到十二节
，verse 11 to 12.
这个和修版是这么讲的啊，这个比讲的比和合本清楚。我又看见一个白色的大宝座和那坐在上面的，天和地都从他面前逃避。然后又 skip 一些，我又看见死了的人无论大小都站在宝座面前，这个是对非信徒的审判。
So it says, Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away.And skip a few. And it says, And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. So this is talking about in regards to the non-believers.
那这个审判这个在原文的那个字的话，就是2919，这个号码就是2919。
So this word judgment is the word number 2919 in the reference and your Bible references.
但是你看见讲我们的哈，彼得前书四章五节。
But when it comes to talking about us, you could reference to the First Peter chapter 4, verse 5.
将要审判活人死人的主，他这里是一个现在时。
It says, who is ready to judge the living and the dead? And it's using a present tense.
这个是NASB 跟 Darby 通通都是用现在时，因为中文圣经看不清楚什么现在是什么过去式，但是英文圣经就很清楚，他那个我们的英文圣经 NASB 跟那个 Darby 的圣经都是用现在时的 ，Who is ready?
So it's hard to tell the tense in Chinese version. But however, in the English version, they both the NASB and the Darby version uses the present tense. It says who is ready to judge.
告诉我们在神家的审判，基本上这个审判也是原文字也是号码是2919，同样一个审判这个字啊，就已经开始了在神家的审判。
Which tells us that the judgment in the house of God had already started. So this word judgment is also the same word 2919 as the judgment that's in reference to the non-believers.
这也是哥林多后书五章十节告诉我们的。
And this is what 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10 also tells us.
哥林多后书五章十节啊，我们众人必须这个必须站在这个站在也是现在时啊，在基督审判台前受审。
It says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ."
Yeah, so this NASB Darby 的通通这个 Interlinear Bible 都是现在时，我们要站在这个站在就是现在时。
So all the NASB, the Darby, the Interlinear Bible, these versions all use the present tense, which is that we are standing before, we appear before the judgment seat.
再加上彼得前书四章十二到十七节。
And again, so First Peter. Chapter 4, verse 12 through 17.
彼得前书四章十二到十七节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 12 through 17.
这个彼得前书的第二句话，十二节的第二句话，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。
And it says that, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you.
十三节，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦。使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
It says, but to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing.
十七节啊， 跳到十七节，因为时候到了，他这个是现在完成式啊。审判就是同样一个字，2917这个字啊，审判要从神的家起手。
And we skip to verse 17. It says, "For it is time." So again, we're talking about present perfect tense here. For judgment to begin with the household of God. And again, this word judgment is. So this time the judgment is referenced 2917.
Yes, 同样的一个啊。然后哥林，呀。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 32, it says,
这个是何修版啊，我们受审判又是2919的时候啊，就是被主管教，这个是现在式。
So this is from the Interlinear Bible. It says, but when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord so that we will not be condemned along with the world.
Yeah, 这个这样OK, 就是被主管教，然后这样就免得和世人一同被定罪。这个是何修版的啊。所以讲我们被受审判的时候，其实就是被主管教，这个是现在式。
So when it talks about when we're being judged, we also, it's actually when we're disciplined.By the Lord. So this is a present tense.
Yeah, 和合版是讲被主惩治啊，但是和修版是说讲这样比较好，就是被主管教，现在是被主管教。
One of the Chinese versions is more aptly translated. I think it says it's being we're being disciplined by the Lord.
所以对神家的信徒来说呢，试炼试验，可能就是我们天天应该背起的十字架。
So to the believers in the house of God.That we're being tested and disciplined means that it probably means that we should carry our own cross each and every day.
这也就是我们今天在世界上神对他家里人的审判。
And this is also the judgment that the world has for the family of God.
因为我们不会在将来大白色大宝座前。
For we will not be judged in front of the white throne when the day comes.
我们是在他的 judgment seat.
But rather, we will be judged before his judgment seat.
换句话说，试炼试验就是天父对他孩子的管教和训练。
In other words, the test and the discipline is actually is the discipline the Heavenly Father has for his children.
所以我们下面也要这个。提到很多的章节，你可以写下来，回家还可以仔细看一下。
So again, we'll touch on a lot of verses, so feel free to mark those down so you can review.
所以马太二十四章十三节。
So Matthew chapter 24, verse 13 says,
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
The one who endures to the end, he will be saved.
然后帖撒罗尼迦前书五章九节也讲得很清楚。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, it also made it clear.
因为神不是预定我们受惩罚，而是预定我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得救。
For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且你会发现，在希伯来书六章十五节讲的，才只是说这个事情其实不只是光光得救而已。
And in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 15, it says this is actually more than just salvation. Yeah.
因为你看见亚伯拉罕既很久忍耐，就得了所应许的，还要得到神给我们的应许的。
And talking about Abraham, it says, and so having patiently waited, he obtained the promise.
那希伯来书六章十二节呢，也是说，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, it says, Imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
然后帖撒罗尼迦后书一章四和五节又说
And then 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4 to 5, it says,
因为你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中，仍旧存忍耐和信心，叫你们可算配得神的国，你们就是为这国受苦。
The perseverance and faith in the midst of all your persecutions and afflictions which you endure, so that you will be considered worthy of kingdom of God, for which indeed you are suffering.
就是我们就等于被十字架啊。
And so, in other words, we're carrying our own cross.
然后最后提摩太后书二章十二节，甚至还说。
And so, lastly, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, it says,
我们若和合本是没有这个到底这两个字的啊，但是和修版是说，我们若忍耐到底，也必和他一同作王。
And it says, if we endure, we will also reign with him. And in the Trinity version that was just read, it actually emphasizes that if we endure to the end.
Yeah, 这个NASB 也是这么说的。
And so that's the same message in the NASB version.
所以啊，我们一定要求神帮助我们能够忍耐到底。
And so that's why we must pray for the Lord to help us to be able to endure to the end.
因为这是最好的。
For that is the best.
因为只有这个样子，我们才能跟他的国度、权柄、荣耀有份呢。
And only then, and only through this, will we be able to have a part in His kingdom, His authority, and His glory.
Yeah, this is 权柄 actually is power.
His power.
Yeah, 就是我们那个神的祷告这个主祷文里面的。
And so that's part of our Lord's prayer.
Yeah, 我们呢，有的时候。等候神的指引。
But sometimes we wait for God's guidance.
Yeah, 有的时候呢，我们在困难的里面，不知道什么时候才能出来。
And sometimes when we're going through tough times, we don't know when we'll make it through.
我们也不知道神要我们学的是什么。
And we don't know what God wants us to learn.
我们一定要每一步完全跟随他，一直要等到他的时间来。
But we have to follow him each step of the way, all the way until his time is fulfilled.
我发现这里就是很重要的事情，就是神有神的时间，他要做什么事，要讲什么话，他一定有他的时间。我们一定要等到他那个时间。
And I discovered that God has his own time, regardless whether what he wants to say or what he wants to do. And so the key is that we must wait for his time.
但是我们在等的时候呢，不能变成被动，或者让脑筋就空白了哈。
But however, while we're waiting, we must not become passive or cause our brain to go blank.
或者我们祷告的时候就啊，巴拉巴拉巴拉，就一直讲同样的字句，变成这种自我催眠的状态。
Or when we pray that we continuously pray the same words, because then it also almost becomes like a self hypnosis.
我们心里只要存等候的态度就好了。
So.Rather, in our heart, we simply need to have this attitude of waiting.
圣灵的果子有九个面，有一个面是自制，中文翻成节制啊。
And so there's nine facets to this spiritual fruit, and one of which is self-control.
在我们忍耐等候或者是祷告唱诗的时候，我们绝对不可以失去自我控制。
And so as we endure and wait, or when we pray, or we sing songs, we must not lose self-control.
所以你知道有些灵恩派啊，或者是我们有些年轻人以前，他们唱一个歌啊，就唱很多次很多次，唱到你的脑筋都空白了，这个很危险，就在来的是邪灵。
So for example, sometimes, for example, the灵恩派是 the spiritual.
Charismatic.
The charismatic, the movement, or sometimes in the past, some of our young people, when they sing a song, they'll sing again and again and again. So that's actually pretty dangerous.
Yeah, 因为脑筋空白了。
Because at that moment, your mind will go blank, and that's when the evil spirit will take advantage of that and come in.
所以我们在忍耐等候的这些时候哈，无论你在做什么，绝不可以失去自我控制。
And so when we're patiently enduring and waiting.We must not lose self-control.
不可以给仇敌可乘之机啊。
And we cannot give this opportunity for the enemy.
哎，我们可以把我们所想要的告诉神，但是最后总要让他做王。
We could tell God what we wanted, but in the end, but we also accept that He is the king.
哎，我们可以向他说心服口服，真的是可以心服口服说，愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上。
And wholeheartedly agreed and say that may your will be done on earth as in heaven.
为什么？
Why?
因为他给我们是什么？最好的，对不对？你只要最好的嘛，对吧？
For what he gives us is the best, and that's what we wanted, the best.
Yeah. 所以，我自己每天的祷告， 求神把赐人智慧启示的灵赐给我，使我真正认识他以后呢，我就先为自己全部的祷告。
And so that's why every day when I pray to God, after first praying that he, may He give me the spirit, the spirit of wisdom of, and revelation, so that I could truly know Him. And afterwards, then I'll first pray for myself.
Yeah. And 就求主给我最好的恩典，还有最好忍耐到底的灵。
And I pray that He will give me the best grace and the best the best spirit of endurance that will endure to the end.
Yeah.帮助我经过他所有必须给我的管教和训练。
And help me to go through the discipline and training that I must receive from him.
可以完全的跟随他，一直到见他面的日子。
So I can follow him wholeheartedly all the way until the very end, the day when I see him face to face.
然后就为全家人每一个人一一提名做同样的祷告。
And I would then pray for my whole entire family and mention every single one of them by name and make the same prayer.
Yeah. 我不是说哦这六个人然后就这样每一个人分开就全部这样祷告。
I don't go a group deal where I say, oh, these six, please do this, but rather I go one by one by name.
这个祷告非常重要我们必须每天要这样祷告。
For this prayer is just too important and we must pray this each and every day.
我自己觉得我们很可能可以活得见主，我们这个这一代。
So I personally feel that we could truly live to see the Lord.
我们下次主如果还没有回来的话，我们再接下去再分享祷告的第三篇。
And next time, if the Lord haven't returned already, I would like to share the third message on prayer.
好，请我们一起祷告。
That's our word prayer.
我们亲爱的主耶稣基督
Lord Jesus
我们感谢赞美你
We're in praise and thank you
因为你常常真的是为着我们在那里给我们一些的操练
For us you have often prepared these training for us
主啊让我们从小孩子们长到青年人又长到父老
And so that we can grow mature from children to a young man to the father
主求你这是圣灵浇灌
May the Holy Spirit anoint us
让我们全不但我们自己而且我们全家全教会属你的人都能够被准备好
So that not only us individually but rather our whole entire household and our whole entire church can be ready
主我们迎接你的再来
And we're ready to welcome your second coming
让我们能够成为你所安居之所
May we become your dwelling place
也成为你的心腹
And become your new bride.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
也谢谢你的旨意，你已经定好你的旨意，你一定会成就。
And thank you for your will. For once your will is made up, it will be done.
帮助我们跟随你到底。
Please help us to follow you to the end.
谢谢。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.